lot of things to talk about each and every day, and we do a lot of that here with your help on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. Good day to you. I am Jerry Usher. Debbie Giorgiani is here with me. The show team is in place. Now all we need, Debbie, are the Take Two family to call in and share what's caught their eye in the news lately.
This is a super popular monthly show in the news. So if you want to highlight what's happening, the headline news on the cable news networks, that's fine. Or how about some local or regional news that maybe kind of slips under the radar and we don't get to hear about it because the media doesn't want to cover those stories, but we want to hear about them, especially if it pertains to our Catholic Christian faith. So this is in the news. We want you to call in and share anything that is that you've heard about, read about, or even on social media you want to talk about. 833-288-3986. That is the number to call. Please fill the phone lines. This is usually a very fast-paced show, and we want you to call in quickly. Don't wait till the end. We don't do a part two on In the News. These are our monthly standalone shows. 833-288-3986. Okay, Jerry, I can't do it. I just can't. I just have to do it. I wasn't going to do this because I thought it was kind of mean and, you know, cruel, but I just wanted to let you know. Did you know you still have your governor today?
I did know that, yes.
Oh, you did? Okay. I just wanted to make sure because you don't watch the news. Yes.
Your
governor is still in place.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was paying attention to that. I did cast my vote by mail a few weeks ago. And yes, Gavin Newsom is still the governor of California. So we can definitely move on from that recall story. At least, well, maybe we can talk about it a little bit here on the show today. If you have thoughts on that, I found it interesting that, you know, he was almost no longer in office, and Andrew Cuomo in New York is out of office. And I thought, wow, this a lot of interesting things are going on in politics. So we can talk about those things. We can talk about, as Debbie said, anything that you would like to talk about in the news. And then hopefully we'll be able to kind of lay our faith over the top of that conversation and see it through the eyes mm-hmm. of the church. So the number for you to call to be on the In the News program, 833-288-3986.
Well, the reason why I brought that up is because I'm not a real big fan of what's happening in California, because I just saw early this morning, that your homeless rate is sky high and it's growing at a rapid pace. And that is just, I don't know. I love Cal. I love the state of California. Beautiful country, absolutely wonderful people, but it's amazing to me how that can be allowed, where you have, Hollywood is there, all these elites are there, and I don't know. And I guess they're setting up camps and stuff on your beaches and everything. And first of all, it's so dangerous. When you have those needles, if they happen to be on drugs and little kids or dogs are walking along, the beach, I mean, it's a danger for everybody involved. And I just don't understand. And so, yeah, I'm not a big fan of your California politics. I have to tell you, I love living in Arizona. Sorry. I just had to say that. I'm just not a huge fan, but
well, if anyone would like to comment on that, that is certainly not just a California news story, but that was national and even international news, because there's a lot of talk about Gavin Newsom maybe running for higher offices than the state governor of the state of California. So certainly something right there we can talk about. 833-288-3986. California is certainly by far not the only place that has this homelessness issue going on. It's been going on in the Pacific Northwest for many, many years. When my sister was alive, I actually drove her to work one morning, and she worked in downtown Seattle. And I won't go into a lot of detail about what it smelled like in downtown Seattle, but I think you can probably get the gist of what I'm talking about. And like you said, Debbie, I mean, how things like this can happen. You look at the billions of dollars that are spent on so many other things, including mm-hmm. things like abortion and, what have you. And, and we can't do better in this area of our society. It's rather mind-boggling.
And, you know, I understand that brain health issues present a huge problem with the homeless population. But, you know, there's got to be creative ways we could figure out, you know, safe shelters and, you know, treatment and things that they can still feel, you know, if they want to live on the streets to be independent, but still have some safe. I don't know. There just has to be a way. I know it is said that there's always going to be those that are poor among us. I understand that, but I'm when we're spending money like crazy on other things and we can't take care of those that really need it most, you know, I'm not making any political statements or anything like that. I'm just talking facts. Look at the unborn. You know, we just, I mean, that the fight that's happening there, it's so wrong, because we're not even getting to the absolute basics that it is a child. It is a baby. This is murder. And so, you know, we're just missing it and we just politicize everything. It's just getting so wrong. And I wish we could just come together as a big, gigantic Catholic Christian family and unite and just say enough already. We have to get back to what's right with God. I just feel it, Jerry. It's in my spirit. It's been really bugging me for many, many months. Maybe the pandemic, you know, all the time I had to think about it. I'm sad that we're divided. We should never be divided as Christians. We should be together.
Absolutely. I agree completely. Well, we got some calls being screened by the one, the only Matt Gubensky. Jeff Burson is on your social media. So if you're watching the video stream on EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook page or YouTube channel, hello to you. Thanks for joining us on the video. You can put your comments there and Jeff will get those over to us. You can email us at take2@EWTN.com. You can text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response and then put in your comments, maybe a small data rate depending on your plan, and you can post on the show website at take2show.com. But we really need you to make this program, that's the case every day, that you're, this is your show. It really is. Debbie and I do a little bantering here in the opening segment, but we really hope and expect you to take it away from there. So what is in the news or has been in the news since our last In the News program a month ago that you would like to comment on? 833-288-3986.
You were talking about Seattle. I just wanted to do a big shout out to Sacred Heart Radio in Seattle and all the affiliate stations around the area in the Pacific Northwest. Your pledge drive starts today. So please make sure you give generously to your local listening area. And if any of your stations come to you, give generously. We need Catholic radio now more than ever. It's In the News with Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
With Jerry and Debbie, and we appreciate that very much. It is the program where you drive the bus here, so to speak, with your calls, your takes, your lived experiences. And today we're talking about in the news, what has been in the news, something that you have read, maybe online or in a print newspaper. Maybe you've seen it on TV, heard it on the radio, and you just want to bring it up for a discussion for a few minutes here. That's the way this works at 833-288-3986. And before we go to the calls, which many are being screened right now, there is room for a couple more, so please jump on those open lines. But we have a couple of new books from EWTN Publishing. One of them is Mother Angelica's Guide to the Spiritual Life. Mother Angelica's Guide to the Spiritual Life, from the nun who made it her life's work to instruct millions. And there are a lot of books out there by Mother Angelica, but this is a new one. And this volume assembles her most profound and timeless advice on how you can grow in holiness and achieve your ultimate purpose, to spend eternity in heaven with Jesus. And right along with that is Blue Collar Apologetics by John Martinoni, How to Explain and Defend Catholic Teaching Using Common Sense, Simple Logic, and the Bible. So Mother Angelica's Guide to the Spiritual Life and Blue Collar Apologetics by John Martinoni, available now at EWTNRC.com. Please buy Catholic. Shop EWTNRC.com.
A couple ways to weigh in. You can call us 833-288-3986. You can email us, take2@ewtn.com. You can go on social media, YouTube, Facebook. We're waving to you guys, and you can post your comment there. You can text us as well. Real quickly, another little bit of news, Jerry. I just, this morning, right before the show, I got off the phone with a wonderful young a public educator, and she was sharing with me how grateful she is of the upcoming webinar that we are producing for Stand Tall. We are addressing same-sex attraction and life in the church. It's a very important webinar. Avera Maria Santo is going to be the lead presenter, and this is what she lives with and what she works in her ministry about, and we are going to approach it in a very advanced coaching way. It's this weekend. We got a lot of signups, and it's very confidential and private. It's a beautiful way to view this important topic in the privacy of your home. So please go to standtalltoday.com. Register right now. It's this Saturday. Or Michael Birchfield, our producer, he's so awesome. He puts all our information. Where is Jerry and Debbie now? All you have to do is go to take2show.com. You're watching the show right now. Just go to take2show.com, sign up for the webinar. But it's an important topic, Jerry. We have to address it. And getting back to what I said about abortion, we got to get back to the root of things and go back to the catechism, understanding what it means, and be truthful. Be really truthful about it. Okay, let's not gloss things over and compromise and just say, oh, well, we're going to go along to get along. Let's really be authentically Catholic. Could we do that? Wouldn't that be a refreshing idea, Jerry?
Mm-hmm. Sure would be. No kidding. Well, we can always pray for that. We should be living our lives on our knees, really, in prayer for ourselves, our loved ones, our families, our marriages, and for the entire world, for an end to things like the evils of abortion and things like that. So, okay, we are ready to go to the phones, I think, in the news. 833-288-3986. Please join us. There are a couple of phone lines open as we begin with Catherine in Boston listening on EWTN.com. Hello, Catherine. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Jerry. So what I said to Matt is I don't watch very much news. My husband has been watching MSNBC this past couple of weeks since they passed that law in Texas to protect women against abortion. And I was very upset to see how they're spinning this, because they're making it seem, not that we want any woman to get an abortion, but they are still, the law allows up to 6 weeks if you make that choice. And they're making it seem like abortion has been banned, and now women's health and women's lives are in jeopardy if we don't overturn this law. And I'm really... as I said, I don't really watch the news very much, and I never saw a story spin and lied about. Like, right on the news, everyone has been lying, and they have some people on that station that are really, they profess to be Christians, but they're very anti-Christian, and they say a lot of things, and they're very anti-Catholic, and I think that if anyone's like me, maybe they don't watch the news. I think I heard you say that at the beginning of the show. You don't watch news either. So right. I think that that these are things people have to be careful of, because there are people who may be getting misinformed and hearing all this stuff and thinking, oh, those Catholics or those pro-life people are so horrible because these women, like some of them, might have been raped or have incest. But we really care about women, and we want to help them. And so we have so many good programs and different things to help them, these pro-choice centers. And, you know, the big lies are going out there. And I was really upset, appalled, because this is a station that I believe a lot of people watch. And they're watching this and thinking, as I said, Catholics are horrible and Christians are horrible and these pro-life people, we've got to do them. And now I just saw, before I called into your program, that somebody actually planted a device at a pro-life center. So I'm going to hang up, and I just wanted to say that, as I said, I think a lot of people are getting misinformed, and they're really getting angry over something that they're being lied to about.
Yeah, absolutely. Catherine, thank you for your passionate call. We appreciate that. You know, this is very right on the mark, you know, when it comes to the media and the way they treat various things. I mean, I live in Southern California, and here the coverage here, even in California, has been always, it's always been spun as this, you know, wild, harebrained, controversial law just to try to save a few unborn babies' lives. And it's similar in many ways to the coverage that I was watching about the leading up to the recall election yesterday. About two or three or four weeks ago, many of the news stories were just kind of benign, treating all the candidates fairly, more or less. And in the last week or two, there have been all these attack stories on Larry Elder and many of the other candidates, not just Larry, but and all of these stories that make Gavin Newsom look good. Okay, you know what? These media outlets, these networks, these stations, they're in business to make money and to present whatever they think is going to get them viewers and get them sponsors and so forth. But the fact is, there is objective journalism is almost impossible to find nowadays. And so I think there's a correlation, kind of an analogy between the two. And Debbie, this Texas law, I know, is being, it's actually been a wake-up call to a lot of people who are concerned, sadly enough, that abortion laws would be repealed and that more protections would be given for the unborn babies.
Right, right. Well, as Catherine was speaking and you just commented, Jerry, I just did a quick internet search and I put in abortion is not healthcare. Okay, and up comes the USCCB.org with 8 pages. Okay, that's the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, and it says abortion is not healthcare. Guess what comes up right underneath that when you internet search? It says the facts are important. Abortion is healthcare. You see, so we've got a real division here, and it happens in mainstream media. It depends on what you listen to as your news source. That determines the narrative you're going to be fed, and it's indoctrination, and it's a slow drip to get you to doubt what you know to be true in God's law and what you know to be true as a Christian, and it chips away at it. And it's not just making Christians look bad. There is such a they love to mock our beliefs. They love to push us in a position where there's something wrong with us mentally because we think that way. This is really sick, you guys. And I'm just going to say this right up front, that in my opinion, my humble opinion, this is diabolical. This is demonic. The source of this is demonic, and this is so wrong. And we have to get back to prayer and fasting, because fasting breaks strongholds. And we've got to just stop this through prayer and fasting, because that's apparently the only, you know, and they're the most powerful tools, but that's the tools we have. You know, most of us don't have a millions and millions of dollars to send to California to, you know, move an election a certain way or the recall or whatever, but we can pray and fast, and that's very powerful. And that's my little RE speech for today. But I got to tell you, this is disturbing. I'm going to be 56 years old. I've never seen anything like this in my life, and it's not fun to watch.
It is not. And a lot of people would say, Debbie, that the Catholic Church is one giant no. You know, no to abortion. And they complain about that, like it should be, you know, a woman's right to choose or do what she wants with her own body. But what the church isn't saying no, the church is saying yes. The church is saying yes to life. There is a life there that has been, conceived by a man and a woman, and the soul put there by God. So the whole thing really is God's will that this child come into being, and it's a giant yes is what the church is saying, and we have that message, I think, inverted or perverted by the media in many cases. Yeah,
right. Absolutely. And I just want to say something else too about Catholic radio and television, and especially EWTN, because that's what you're listening to right now. You know, just think for a minute, close your eyes for a minute and just say, think, you know, God forbid EWTN were to vanish. We would be in a whole heap of trouble, folks. we would be in a lot of trouble because people feel disconnected from the church. Sometimes people can't even get an appointment at the church. I hear that's going on all over the country because of limited hours, because of the pandemic and things happening. Some people are still waiting to have a funeral mass because their loved one has died. I mean, thank goodness we have EWTN television and radio as a source for us to get the truth, to be that, you know, kind of that lighthouse, if you will, right? So we know our destination. We know we're on the right track. I just want to say that because Jerry and I are passionate about helping Catholic radio stations around the country raise the necessary funds. Please give your money, hard-earned money, to Catholic radio and television because we've got to keep this going for the future, Jerry. We have kids and grandkids that are going to need Catholic radio.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Be generous, folks. It is that time of the year. I think Ave Maria Radio is having their membership drive this week, and Sacred Heart Radio starts today through Friday, and there may be others as well that we're just not aware of. So when the virtual basket is passed around on your radio station or network, please be generous and support EWTN as well, if you'd be so kind. Okay, we're going to go to Heather in Bradenton, Sarasota, Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Heather. Welcome.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. You know, really quick, I'm going to try to make it as quick as possible. I was kind of blind to it. My grandson was taken into the foster care system, and I was kind of blind to the lack of control or attention given to these children. I'm currently trying to get him out, but it's like a daily fight, and I'll be honest with you, I wasn't really involved in the church that much, but I did go with my mother, and I just feel like God is calling me and telling me that I need to be a voice for these children and let people know what's really going on in these foster care systems. And it just seems like nowadays everyone's so busy, they don't really listen to you. It's just rush, rush, rush to move on to the next person. So I was just wondering, I'll be honest with you, I feel like I'm being called to maybe open up a foster home and take in multiple children to get them out because my heart goes out to some of these children. What exactly, if anything, does the church do to help out with children in the foster care system? What can I do to get involved with the church to help out somewhere?
Real quickly, Heather, what a beautiful ministry you're praying about and discerning. And so we'll join you in that prayer to see where God leads you in that. And so if you do feel after proper discernment that real, you know, prompting of the Spirit, God will bring the right people into view. It'll happen. And the Catholic Church is very, very good. There's many programs, independent programs that are associated and partnered with the Catholic Church. The problem is, Heather, Jerry's probably internet searching right now, but we don't have anything in front of us right now. But here's what I would suggest for you to do. So it sounds like you're Catholic. I would go to your diocese where you live in Florida, call the office, the diocesan office, and ask them who they partner with, who they recommend for the foster care system, and you want to get involved. If there's certain ministries that they have, sometimes at the diocesan level, Heather, they're overseeing certain organizations and overseeing certain departments at various parishes. And sometimes local parishes will be like kind of the host of certain things. So I would start with your diocese in Florida, and I would go from there. And if you don't get the right person the first time, keep working the departments, okay? Because the way it's kind of a complex little complex system at the diocesan or the archdiocese level. It's kind of a complex system, but it's don't just get the first person and think, oh, okay, nothing's happening here. Keep inquiring, keep asking of who you can talk to, and eventually you'll get to people who have the connections, and then you'll get into the right area of ministry. I just know that's my experience of 30 years working at the parish level, but I hope that helps. What do you think, Jerry? I know I was stalling, so it gave you a little time to internet search.
Well, I just thought of Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities is an organization that usually is in each and every diocese, so something for you to think about there, Heather. But I agree with what Debbie said. If you discern that this is your call, God is also preparing others to support it. So you may have to take a step forward or two in faith to get the ball rolling here. But if God's got that on your heart and you discern that it is your right direction, then he definitely, I believe, and Debbie believes, he will give you the right people to team up with you on that. So if you would like to discuss that further, Heather, email us at take2@ewtn.com. We appreciate you joining us on the program today. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Show here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It's a monthly show we dedicate to what's happening in the news. It doesn't have to be like what you see on mainstream media, but you can just like what's happening in your area locally or what's happening in the church. And we want you to weigh in. All you have to do is call this number and Matt will pick up the phone, 833-288-3986. And I just want to say real quickly, Jerry, if I may, just a shout out to our dear friend Marion in Canada. Marion, thank you so very much. She just said some nice words that she was happy that we spoke the truth. Thank you, Marion. We just love you.
Okay, yeah. You can get a hold of us as well here on the program today. There is plenty of time and an open phone line just for you as we want to hear about what you have seen, heard, or read in the news recently. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We've got some comments coming in on Facebook, Debbie, if you don't mind if I read a couple of those.
Absolutely.
People watching on Facebook, you can post a comment there, and our social media manager, Jeff Burson, will snag those and bring them over to us. Jennifer says, I saw an article where a Virginia teacher wants to do away with manners. Things like having kids raise their hand in class, taking turns to speak, sitting in their seats, as according to the teacher, this is seen as, get this, white supremacy.
Please tell me is that a joke? Please tell me that's a joke.
It is a joke, but I think this teacher is probably serious.
So what are they supposed to say? Get me this, give me this. Oh, you're talking to the wrong person because my kids are like, they are so good with manners. Everything is please and thank you and, you know, you're welcome. And just those wonderful, kind comments back and forth to show respect. So is that what I'm understanding? She wants to do away with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do away with manners and virtuous things, that kinds of things that we should be teaching our kids to do.
Wow. There you go. This is exactly what we were saying, folks. This is getting really twisted here. We need to focus, and God has got to be at that center of our focus. We've got to be looking for God in all things. Very important. Wow. More social media?
Well, there was another one I wanted to get to. Joan says, I'm proud to live in Texas. I love what we are doing with the abortion laws here. I hope other states follow our lead. So thank you, Joan, for weighing in on Facebook.
I love the great state of Texas. Mm-hmm. I love Texas. By the way, Texas, real quickly, you guys, if you can drive into Dallas, there's a couple more spots open for the Marriage Enrichment Retreat that Marty and I are presenting at, and it is going to be so fine. It's going to be a blast, and it's going to be serious, and it's not just for newlyweds. These are for long-time married couples. Please, Michael Birchfield put it on our website, take2show.com. Just scroll down to the St. Gabriel Marriage Enrichment Weekend, and it's in October. It's inexpensive and you'll have a blast. And there's dinner and dancing.
Wow. Should be great. I know you and Marty are going to do a great job, as will Lisa and all of the others who are going to be speaking there. So
that's right. We love it. That's just a couple more spots. We're going to have a lot of fun. I just wish I was going to have time to bring my golf clubs because it's at a golf hotel. So I'm not going to get to do that, but maybe next time.
Too bad.
You don't play golf, do you?
I played a few times. I could never really pick it up. So,
wow! And you're really sports. You're good at sports. You probably, if you practiced, you'd probably be good. That's kind of that could be a show. We could talk about sports. But let's go back. We're going to go back to the phones.
Sure.
Janine is in Illinois, and she's been waiting so patiently, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Janine. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to touch base with all the women out there, especially the one that just called in about becoming a foster mom. I just became a foster mom last Thanksgiving, and it's the most rewarding thing you can do to help a little kid that needs love, not money, because I feel like the DCFS corruption is real, and they did try to keep my nephew from our family, and I was able to put myself in a situation to get my nephew into my custody and become his foster mom, and it is a pending adoption. And we were so close to losing him, and it was the biggest blessing from God in my life to be able to give my nephew all the love that he needs and show him what family really is. And I just want to tell all the women out there, if they have this need in their heart, to please go out there and reach out to DCFS or whatever organization where there are kids that need moms, and just do it, and do it with all your heart, because it's the best thing ever.
Wow. Wow, Janine, thank you so much for, first of all, for calling the program, for listening to the show, and thanks for, you know, sharing what you shared here. You have given this child a priceless, priceless gift, and I think people, a lot of people unfamiliar with fostering and things like that might just tend to think, well, you know, it's probably going to be a challenge, and it's difficult, and all of these possibly negative things, you know, but God wants a home for these kids, and you have opened your home in a very beautiful way. And the thing is, you know, God always gives the graces necessary for those things He calls us to do. Yeah, you see, Debbie, you're nodding in approval, Debbie, but I know that this is something that has warmed your heart too, Debbie, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your story is beautiful, Janine. The love you're showing, and it's just, see, what did I just say right before you came on the air? I said, we got to find God in everything. And I'm seeing God in your story. And that is just a wonderful thing. And that's what we need more of. And the world's telling us to do the exact opposite. Just turn on the cable news and look and listen to what they're saying. They're telling us
it's
to do
horrible.
The exact opposite.
Yes, yeah. We have to teach the kids the opposite of what they're trying to instill in our kids. Even last night, I was laying in bed with my two young kids, 9 and 6 years old, and my son said, "Mom, can I have a boy as a Valentine?" And I said, "Honey, no, you cannot have a boy as a Valentine, because a Valentine is a sweetheart, and God made a man and a woman for a reason. They want the boys to have a girl as a sweetheart and the girls to be a boy sweetheart. So that's how it's supposed to go. And they are teaching this in our public schools, and we just have to be careful." But to touch base on the foster mom thing one more time, is that I have nothing. I didn't have anything to give this kid besides my heart, my love, and my home. I don't have a husband. I'm a single mom. And I did this from my heart, knowing that God is going to walk with me and bless us with everything we need. And you cannot be scared when you go into this foster parenting thing. Just go into it with your whole heart, like you are doing a job for God. And you will be blessed abundantly, just like we have.
Amen, beautiful. Sister. You got the recipe for spiritual success. That's amazing. And the let the blessings flow. You know,
and
you
I
just
learned
have
from you guys.
Oh,
thank you.
That is so kind. Thank you. I mean, you know, thank you for saying that, because we're trying so hard to get the message out in a quick, you know, 1 hour show, but it's important. And if your feedback keeps us going, it's like a shot in the arm that just keeps us going. And that's a good thing. And we need that. And so thank you. And right back to you, our prayers are around you, with you, that the graces and blessings continue to flow in your family. And God's got such great plans if you completely trust in Him. And so we're looking forward to the great plans in addition to what you have going on right now in the future, Janine.
Thank you so much. God bless you guys.
God bless. Thanks for sharing this on the program today. We so appreciate it. 833-288-3986. things in the news we're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And we go to David in Lafayette, Louisiana, listening on Christ Our King Radio. Hello, David. Glad to have you with us.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for taking my call. And,
sure.
And actually, I want to talk about something that's not in the news, maybe. After Hurricane Ida here in South Louisiana came through, you know, New Orleans got power restored and things starting to get back to normal there. But there's nearly 200,000 people without power still south and southwest of New Orleans, many of them without homes. And the help from Lafayette, from different towns around, it's a beautiful thing to see. It's community coming together. And you know, sadly, this has kind of become a tradition for us where, you know, everybody's ready to go and get out and help and cutting down trees. There is still small towns that they're not allowing homeowners even back into the town yet. It's so bad in those towns.
Wow.
And so you know, the news cycle gets fixed on the larger cities and the more dense populations, and I get it to a degree. But there are people, you know, still living with a generator running their oxygen systems or whatever it is that they need to care for themselves and their loved ones. And there's linemen down here doing heroic work where, and families are just, you know, there's one guy I saw cooking a 100-gallon vat of jambalaya for these linemen to eat for these people working and helping and doing that. And so I just wanted to bring some attention to that. Sometimes things fall off the news cycle and we just assume, I guess, that it's all good. Mm-hmm. And it's not all good yet. There's a lot of good happening. There's a lot of, you know, you see angels, you see God in every step, every place you look. But those people could use some support. And I know it's your show. I'd ask, can I mention a Catholic charity that is helping, that takes donations that people can go to? Is that?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. CatholicCharitiesAcadiana.org. It's the one out of here in Lafayette that I'm familiar with, but they are sending people food, money. They're helping people buy the things they need that they're doing through that. So if, you know, if people have the means and feel so called, for myself, I haven't been able to go physically help much. So that's what I've been able to do, is to be able to give and help others get aligned to where they can go and do things. So, but there's a lot still going on, and there's a lot of people will be, it'll be, you know, years, it'll be over a year for some of these people before they even get their homes rebuilt.
Wow.
Oh, easily.
Well, you know, David, real quickly, thank you so much for caring about, you know, your community and what's going on. And thank you for highlighting, you know, Catholic organizations that are stepping in, because we just talked about how the news likes to chip away at the Catholic Church and how bad the Catholic Church is. And, oh, your priests are this and that. And look at the Catholic Charities is in there trying to help people, giving them money. I know Knights of Columbus does a ton of work, is usually the first on
Absolutely.
The scene. Yeah, helping out. But you know, David, let me just share something with you. It was more important that the news media, they covered what a politician wore to the latest event, you know, her $5,000 dress. Okay, that was more important.
Right, yeah.
We all had to hear that. Or we all have to hear how the latest celebrity got a divorce, right? That's
right.
Important news.
Right.
But we've got people struggling. They can't, you know, they can't get into their homes. They don't have power. They're you know, people are helping to feed others. But that's not important. So all I can say is, God help us. Because when we stand in front of God, how are we going to defend this? You know, how are we going to say to God, no, it was more important that we looked at somebody's, dress that they wore instead of helping feed our neighbors? David, thank you for bringing attention to this. What do you think, Jer?
I'd love to hear, David, your thoughts on what Debbie shared.
Well, I agree. I think that right now we're so, everything's a distraction. I used to talk some different things, and when I talk to people, one of the things I try to push is that, you know, yes, we need to consider what our government's doing, but are we getting out and loving our neighbor? Are we getting out and doing the things that we need, that God called us to do individually, before we're trying to fix or get distracted by what we can't fix in the world? And I think that's exactly what the media does to us. It distracts us with things that we can't even, that don't matter, And not only do they don't matter, they get us riled up about it, and we can't do anything about it. And so now it's hard to even focus on our own lives and how are we treating the person that God put in our path that day versus what do we think about what people are doing in New York or, you know, I say New York, I'm not from there. So, right, yeah, in another place far away.
Yeah. Well, and I looked up the Catholic Charities that you mentioned, David, CatholicCharitiesAcadiana.org, and it's got a link there to donate to disaster relief, and they're doing the typically great work that Catholic Charities are doing. So thank you for highlighting that. But I agree with, you know, what Debbie was saying, and you were in agreement with that too, David. Our appetite for what we consume in the news is really, really twisted in many ways today. You know, what's really, truly important is what's going on there in New Orleans and throughout that region, Louisiana and elsewhere. People are coming to the rescue of other people. It is love in action. It is Christ's work in action. And, you know, these news networks, news, whatever news outlet it is, whether it's local, national, newspaper, whatever, they just are stuck on this train of only wanting to put out as news what is going to get, you know, viewers and thus, you know, commercial advertisers. So it's really driven by that. And it's really unfortunate because we need to know about what's going on where you are, David.
And thank you for the opportunity to let me speak about it, you know, so this maybe reaches some people that didn't even know that there was an issue and then maybe wanting and willing to help. Because I know the people at Catholic Charities, a nickel doesn't get wasted. They put it to good use. And, you know, this area, not that it matters, we need to help our brothers no matter what, but we're a 65% Catholic area.
That's right. That's right.
In this area. And so, and we need to help everybody regardless. It doesn't matter what their faith level is. We're here to love each other. But maybe that encourages somebody to want to give a little extra to get over that line. Mm-hmm. So, to help their Catholic brothers and sisters out as well. So we'll use it and take it, if it does. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, David. God bless you. Keep us posted, okay? You can always email us at take2@ewtn.com. Thank you, David. Real quickly, I wanted to share this because super important show coming up tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Father Mitch Pacwa interviews Joseph T. Stewart, seeking to teach and prepare us for evangelism. Learn more about your faith and reawaken your desire to bring others to the church. That's what we're called to do. Bring others to the church. Bring others closer to God. Bring others to heaven with us, right? So Father Mitch Pacwa, tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Please, folks, this is the kind of programming you want to watch and listen to.
Yeah, and we'll get to as many of you as we can here on today's program. We've got a few more calls lined up. We're going to go to Cleveland. Listening on The Rock is Caitlin calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hello, Caitlin. Welcome to the program.
Hi. It's nice to be back on. I've called before, and I really like your show.
Oh, thanks. Welcome back.
Sorry, I dropped my phone.
It's okay. So what's on your mind?
So I was actually calling because when I'm listening to the radio, I end up hearing this kind of news blast for the greater Cleveland area about a funeral and prayer service that's coming up Saturday the 25th for the body of a baby that was found in the dumpster behind an abortion clinic. And not only does that break my heart, but it does give me a little bit of, I guess, hope that there are people out there who care enough to invest like time, money, and prayers into giving these children a proper burial and the respect that they deserve. And so I was just, asking for prayers for our community and for, you know, the country as a whole as we battle this issue. And then also just hoping to either find out if there are people across the country who do this in other areas or maybe hopefully inspire someone to also do it. Because it brought me a little bit of joy hearing that that there are people out there who do that.
Mm-hmm. Jerry, did you want to comment first?
No, I just think it's a beautiful story. It's a tragedy, of course, that this unborn life was taken. But like you said, Caitlin, thank God these people care enough to do the right thing. You know, and how many of the unborn aborted babies don't get to, you know, aren't given granted the dignity and respect that they deserve. Mm-hmm. So it's really just a social commentary. That anything like this could possibly go on. You know, when you think about it, you go back a couple thousand years and they crucified the Son of God, mm-hmm. you know, the giver of life, who is the way, the truth, and the life. So it shouldn't be a shocking surprise to us that this kind of thing still happens, but it is sad, it is tragic, it is unspeakable. And so I'm glad that you brought this to our attention today, Caitlin, really. And we're going to pray for this. We pray for all of the unborn babies, and especially the mothers and the doctors and the dads and all the people involved. Debbie?
But you have people that are willing to stand up and realize the importance of the dignity of that child, and that child deserves a proper burial. And, you know, it is tragic. It is sad. But again, I don't want to try to, you know, weave this all in, but it kind of falls into the same category, Caitlin and Jerry. We're getting messages from the top down in this world, and they're mixed messages. They're confusing messages. We know who the author of those messages, who he is, okay, Satan. And we're getting these messages and we're living our lives based on that. And we're heading in a bad direction. We got to get back. We got to turn this ship around and get back to what we know is basic understanding of truth, of God's law. Okay. And it could be that simple. And that Mother Teresa, if she was still with us, I could just imagine her saying, it's that simple. Let's get down to the basic truths of it and do the right thing. And Caitlin, thank you for sharing that those beautiful folks are doing the right thing for that child. And let's get the message, the true message out there. And again, Jerry, I have to bring up the same-sex attraction talk webinar we have coming up this weekend. This is a very difficult topic, folks. And we're hearing it in public schools and everything. We're going to be addressing it from the real truth and what it means to have life in the church as a same-sex attracted individual. Okay, very important stuff. This is the kind of stuff you need to get your information and then spread it to your community so we can get the truth out there. The truth will set us free. And we have to have an account for everything we do when Judgment Day. So we must be doing the right thing, right, Jerry? We got to be doing the next right thing.
Well, yeah, that webinar is going to feature Vera Maria Santo, who is an on-fire Catholic young lady who is living joyfully and chastely with the same-sex attraction. So we encourage all of you to go to standtalltoday.com and sign up for that. So, Caitlin, yeah, thank you. Are you still there with us, Caitlin? No, maybe not. Thank you for the call, though, Caitlin. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to,
beautiful.
You know, just like the caller said, you know, we need to be aware of what's going on in New Orleans. It's not being covered. So we kind of think, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind sort of thing. Unfortunately, Debbie, that principle, sadly and tragically, applies to the unborn as well. You know, out of sight, mm-hmm. out of mind. And we need to all pray to God for a heightened, I think, awareness of what is going on, and just hit our knees and beg God someday, somehow, we can overturn the laws that we have in this nation.
Mm-hmm. I agree. We got social media coming in. There's text messages. There's emails. We're reading everything. And you've got a lot of prayer requests. You're asking because folks are loved ones have gotten COVID and are in the hospital. We are praying. I'm entering everything into the book. And I don't know if we're going to get to Bernard in Louisiana, but was the comment says that when the hurricane came in, one of the houses did not get damaged, and it was one of the houses that had the Blessed Mother statue out front. You know how I feel about that, Jerry. Everybody should get a Blessed Virgin Mary statue for their garden or out front. I'm a firm believer of it. I have Saint Francis. I have the Blessed Mother. I have the Stations of the Cross. I have everything you can imagine.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and you mentioned prayer intentions. I want to put this out there before we wrap up today. I don't know if we're going to have time for any other calls, but Sheila, watching the video stream on Facebook, says, from my son-in-law, hey guys, I have some bad news to share. My dad and mom came down with COVID last week. It was pretty rough there for a minute for both of them, but my mom pulled through and is doing much better this week. On Sunday, my dad had to go to the ER and was admitted to the ICU. He's been on heavy doses of oxygen and has been appearing to get better, and his lungs seem to be healing. Last night, he took a turn for the worse, and the doctors have decided that intubation is the only thing left to do. He's scared and alone and unable to have visitors. Would you guys please lift him up and our family in your prayers today? So those are all going in the Take Two with Jerry and Debbie prayer book, along with anybody else who is going through that similar type of thing, especially the being alone part, Debbie. That has to be so very hard.
Very hard. Cindy, we're not going to get to you. So sorry. In Rochester, you can call back maybe on an unscripted show. And Cindy's comment was kind of like the division we're hearing and seeing in the Catholic Church. And that is true. You know, people are choosing sides of what they want to believe. And, you know, what is Catholic? What's not Catholic? And it's a tough place we're in. I always say this, Jerry, keep it simple. Be authentically 100% Catholic and get your catechism.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Apologies again, Cindy and Bernard in Southeast Louisiana. We will hopefully have you on another program in the future. Tomorrow here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, we're going to be talking about music and what influence, what impact does music have in your life? It's a powerful influence. So we're going to talk about that with your participation.
We're super excited about that. And I was just introduced to a song today, and I'm going to share that title of the song tomorrow on Take Two. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. In the year of St. Joseph, we ask St. Joseph, please pray for us. Amen.